Before we talk about 2012 in Saskatoon, I want to get your view on the year gone by. The biggest story, as far as you're concerned, for the city of Saskatoon in 2011?
Well, I think one of the biggest stories, again, is the growth in our community. A lot of people believe that growth is a problem. It's a good challenge to have. I don't see it as a problem at all. I look at other communities across North America where they're in recession. Populations are declining. For example, Detroit, where they're actually bulldozing communities down. You look in Cleveland, where they go in and they tear down homes so they can keep other homes at their current values or hold the line there. Phoenix with more homes for sale than all of Canada. So what we have here in Saskatoon is a tremendous amount of growth, but it's a good positive sign for us.
Yeah, along with the growth comes growing pains, I guess. Affordable housing is one of the most important, not only for low-income earners in the city itself, but for those people moving to the city.
Affordable, attainable housing is exceedingly important. As a matter of fact, we're considered the leaders in Canada in that area. The provincial government basically has taken a lot of the points that we used and they've implemented them now. And so a lot of other cities across Saskatchewan will hopefully have a program similar to what we have in Saskatoon. But you need to have good, clean housing for people to live in.
You're talking about the home ownership program.
Home ownership program. Mm-hmm. But not only home ownership, but rental program too. If you go back and roll out your tapes about council and that, you'll have people saying that there'll never be another apartment built in Saskatoon. And that's just not true. We've had many built in Saskatoon. The University of Saskatchewan is building 1,000 beds up at the University of Saskatchewan. We've gone from just around a 0.4, 0.5 vacancy rate in apartments to 2.5%. And one of the reasons is we've been able to take people who are on the cusp of renting all the time, but they can never quite get to home ownership. And with the programs we've had in place, we've been able to help those people get into home ownership. So they've left apartments behind and freeing that up for other people. And it's a program, I think, that we can all be really proud of.
All right. Ways of going green were debated in Saskatoon in 2011. The proposed wind turbine at the landfill in Saskatoon. Yes. Are you completely sold on this?
Well, what I'm sold on is strictly economics. Everybody talks about being green, but I always say it needs to make good financial sense to begin with. And if the program doesn't make money, I don't know why we would do it.
Well, we're still waiting for the final report on how much
exactly.
It will cost.
Exactly. It will. And that'll come out, I believe, on the January 16th council meeting is when that's going to occur. And at that time, the administration will bring forward their recommendations. And if they say that they believe it's going to make money, I think that we should go ahead with it, as long as there's a reasonable return. Mm-hmm. Like breaking even isn't a good investment. And you have to look at the risk factor that's involved, too. So we'll have to wait for the administration to see where they come from with their final recommendation for us.
Right. The proposed recycling program is also discussed in 2011 in detail. Bids are now out for the contract on that?
Yes.
Okay. And are we likely to see a mandatory recycling program in the city of Saskatoon in 2012?
I think your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
And the reason being is that council has said that we're prepared to spend $27.4 million over a seven-year period of time, that the opening year that the costing for collection, mandatory payment collection, is $4.24. And we'll have to wait to see if those numbers all come in at the projected numbers that we've asked for. And if the numbers are higher than that, then council's going to have to go back and review the situation once again.
At the same time, you've never been in favor of a mandatory program, have you?
I look at what we have right now. A lot of people are using the private sector, and it's quite interesting. Loris Disposal at one point was very insistent that we should have a mandatory collection program. And at, I believe, our second last council meeting, they came back and they said, why don't you just let the private sector look after it? Let Cosmo Industry keep its bins. Let Sarcan carry on what they're doing, and we'll go from there. Because a lot of people can't afford that extra $4.25. And if you extrapolate that, that's about another $55 a year with PST, GST included. And so I want us to be able to recycle, but I also want everyone to not to be causing them hardship when we get to that point.
Right. Sarcan would still exist, though, with the mandatory program.
It would still exist, but again, too, which is down to Toronto recently, too. And most people, I think, they just take their bottles and that and they just toss them out and then they're recycled and shipped off somewhere else.
Sure. If you could choose one thing that perhaps frustrated you or you think the city could have done differently in 2011, what would that be?
I think in 2011 would probably be on the public relations side. I think that we still need to do more in those areas all the time. I think, for example, like with snow removal, just recently there's been changes to the water quality enforcement through the provincial government. So, for example, when water mains break, people aren't able to use their water for 3 days as potable water after the line's been fixed because it needs to go to a private agency to have the water tested to make sure there isn't any bacteria and that in it.
So
they have to boil it in that. You know, I think communications really, and I think that the more people understand the things that are happening in our community, the better understanding they'll have.